America's highest court shifted even further to the right this afternoon with the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett as the newest Supreme Court Justice. The US Senate voted to install her as Ruth Bader Ginsburg's replacement by a vote of 52 to 48. Her election means even if President Trump loses next week's election, his influence on American politics will continue long after he's gone. World Watch's Max Toll filed this report.
We did it. Judge Barrett's going to the floor. I hope you look back on this time on the committee and say I was there when it mattered, and you were.
A big win for Republicans. At 48 years old, Amy Coney Barrett will now influence American law, probably for decades to come. Democrats tried to stop her confirmation, arguing it's unconstitutional to do so during an election, but to no avail. Republican Senator Ted Cruz making the most of the victory lap.
To everyone who wants to see our rights of free speech, the right to engage without censorship, without the government silencing you, today was an important victory. To everyone who cherishes religious liberty, the first liberty protected in the first clause of the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, the right to live according to your faith and your conscience without government getting in the way, today was an important victory.
America is enduring its worst ever period in terms of new coronavirus cases, but the focus of the Republican Senate leader, Mitch McConnell, over the past few weeks has been on ramming through Ms. Coney Barrett's confirmation. He's now adjourned the Senate, meaning a relief package for people struggling for money due to the pandemic won't come until after the presidential election.
If the shoe were on the other foot, they would have acted entirely within the Constitution and within the rules, just like we did.
Democrats, like their Senate leader, Chuck Schumer, aren't happy.
History will record that by brute political force, in contradiction to its stated principles, this Republican majority confirmed a lifetime appointment on the eve of an election. A justice who will alter the lives and freedoms of the American people while they stood in line to vote.
A few hours after the Senate voted, a ceremony with few masks and no social distancing was held on the White House lawn to swear in Ms. Coney Barrett. After a jam-packed day campaigning across Pennsylvania, President Trump seemed a little subdued.
She is one of our nation's most brilliant legal scholars, and she will make an outstanding justice on the highest court in our land.
Amy Coney Barrett will become the youngest justice on the Supreme Court bench. Her record suggests she's likely to shift the center of its gravity further right. She has a conservative history when ruling on gun rights and immigration cases. She's a devout Catholic and is anti-abortion. She's anti-gay marriage and an originalist, a belief that judges should interpret the words of the Constitution as the authors intended when they were written. Today, she swore that her personal beliefs would not affect her work.
The oath that I have solemnly taken tonight means at its core that I will do my job without any fear or favor, and that I will do so independently of both the political branches and of my own preferences.
Ms. Coney Barrett will swiftly contribute to some key rulings over the next few months, including a challenge to Obamacare. Meanwhile, Democrats still aren't ruling out expanding the Supreme Court, should they regain control of the House, the Senate, and, they hope, the presidency. For Checkpoint, Max Toll.